City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to another edition of the Mandan City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and it's Wednesday, July 18th. We're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access, and it's a Mandan City Current episode session. So Jim Neubauer is here.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good to have you here, Jim.
Yes, thank you very much.
Jim is the city administrator for the city of Mandan, for those of you who aren't aware of that. And you're here usually every other week, but we've had a little bit of a break this summer.
We've had a month hiatus on here and had a lot of meetings going on in between them.
Yeah.
So we hope folks have been watching Dakota Media and for the replays. And
got them all online in case you missed anything.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks for being here and, again, being patient while we took some breaks. The meeting last night wasn't a very long meeting. It was fairly short, about 30 minutes or so.
30, 35 minutes, but some pretty big items were on the agenda.
It did. So you did have that. Yeah, but before we go there, let's just talk about a couple of other things that have happened in the meantime.
Right.
You have Mandan Rodeo Days, Art in the Park, the July 4th celebrations in downtown Mandan.
I'd say everything went off very well, other than our little windstorm that went, windstorm on the night of, or I guess the morning of July 3rd, kind of took out a lot of our Art in the Park vendors. And we have reached out and just want to say a big thank you to the Mandan Rodeo Committee, Art in the Park Committee, and along with the Mandan Progress Organization and all the volunteers that helped out that morning. I had a police officer stop at my door at 6 o'clock in the morning and say, it looks like a disaster area downtown. You should, get moving, and which we did.
Yeah.
And like I said, tons of volunteers from the community, whether it was Bismarck or Mandan, were sending people down to help the vendors clean up and put back all that they could put back. And they were scheduled to open, I think, at 9 o'clock that morning. They were ready to go rocking and rolling at noon. And so, like I said, big thank you and shout out to all the volunteers that helped clean up.
Well,
and
I was out of town at the time, but we saw pictures. There were a lot of pictures, but the local news media, they did a good job in covering that and tracking what was going on. But
right. Media did a good job of being there and showing you.
Pretty devastating.
Well, we were scheduled to open up at 9. Please don't come down yet. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they were ready to go at noon. And I think the event continues to be very successful and lots of people downtown.
Well, when you consider how many years Art in the Park has been going on. There has not really been a huge amount of issues or problems or weather issues like this, but it was truly a test of character for the community. And I think we definitely passed because there was a lot of people that came to the
I think we had 100 and, or I think the committee had 134 vendors, if I remember right, my numbers right.
Mm-hmm.
And we still had 100 all said and done that were still able to be up and operating and moving.
Yeah.
And like I said, just a big shout out to all the volunteers that helped come and clean up.
Still a good show. A good show. It's hard for those vendors though. They rely on these sales and they plan their summers out around that schedule. And Mandan's always been a big one, I'm sure, for them.
Yep. I know the committee works very hard and the number of requests that come in far outweigh the number of spots that we have to fill. So again, thank you to all the committees that worked on the 4th of July. And
the rodeo went off well.
Rodeo went well. Parade went well. A lot of work had to be done to the arena because of the rain.
Oh, sure.
And so again, all the committees did a fantastic job.
And not too many problems with the fireworks. It was
a couple calls.
Under control.
Under control. We'll always have to define what under control is on the night of the 3rd and the 4th of July.
Ask the fire chief what he thinks of as under control. But it's always a crazy time. There's a lot of celebrating going on. So it's
a lot of celebrating, a lot of family gatherings, getting together. And that's kind of the nice thing you see is that, yes, fireworks are noisy, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the gatherings that family get together, friends get together, that's all part of the whole celebration over the entire
week.
Part
of our summer.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And another part of our summer is the heat.
Yes.
And one of the problems we had was just last week was there's a Collins and Fifth. You had some street buckling going on. I'm bringing it up because we receive all your news releases and saw that there was a problem over there.
Yep. Heat is great. Heat and concrete don't always get along and play nice together. We did have a buckle of the street on Collins Avenue.
Major street.
Major north-south corridor right in the middle of town. We did get a contractor on board, and so thank you to them for coming. And I think we closed down the street on a Friday or Thursday morning, and by this Monday, a few days ago, we were back open and operating. And thank you to the public for, you know, keeping all the contractors safe. And like I said, it's a part, you know, concrete and heat don't always get along, and concrete and cold don't get along. It's just part of the nature of concrete. But like I said, for the most part, we were able to detour folks. We had hoped to keep one lane open. In order to keep one lane open, you have to have the proper traffic signaling devices to do that. Those devices were not available until August, and we didn't think this could wait that long. And so we had to reroute people around that block. And so thank you for your patience.
All done
and ready to go.
Keeping our eyes peeled for that next heat wave.
Yep.
Watch the streets.
Always be cognizant.
Speaking of streets, we got a demo project, the demonstration project for North Dakota Moves, I think is the name of the project through the state of North Dakota. Mandan chose a couple of distinct projects that they put in downtown as a test, as a demonstration. Yes.
Important to know this is a test.
Yes. And, only a test.
Only a test of the roundabout and curb extension bulb outs. If you're watching, you can see a drone photography of the video of the roundabouts. Thank you to Houston Engineering and all of the interstate and all the engineering firms that sent folks to help us. A lot of volunteers to help map out and paint and do these things for these roundabouts. I think they were up and running.
So there's two roundabouts, both on First.
Two roundabouts on First, and there are some curb extension and crosswalks on Main Street. We tried to focus them in a focused area of downtown,
right,
so that folks can drive through and get a feel for them. And again, these are a test. These were recommendations that came out of our downtown subarea study that had been going on for the past roughly 18 months, 2 years. And
it's a way to improve pedestrian safety, primarily pedestrian safety, but also vehicle safety as well.
The roundabouts slow people down.
Right.
And, you know, while I will honestly say the comments on them have not been the most positive in the world. But again, what, you know, we're taking some chances. We're trying to find some things that will slow traffic down, provide the traveling public and the walking public a chance to, you know, let's see what these are about. There's nothing that says these are moving forward on a permanent basis.
Because currently what had been in place are four-way stops on these roundabout intersections.
Yep, we had on Third, I believe, there was a, you know, two-way stops on the north-south traffic at the intersection, I believe, of Fourth and First Street. That was a four-way stop. So those stop signs have been covered up. The roundabout signs have been installed, and
interesting,
you know, people are finding them, you know, to navigate them. They are different.
They are very different.
It is a change.
People have a problem with change, but I think we need to give it a chance to get people get used to it a little bit, and then, you know, provide some feedback. Don't first blush. You know, they are a little different to navigate. And quite honestly, I really am not familiar with many that exist in a downtown area. Right. This is kind of unusual. So that is interesting.
These are mini roundabouts. They're not a full size roundabout. They're minis, just because of the locations and the area that you have to work with.
Okay.
Do they all work as well as we would like?
Maybe.
Honestly,
not.
Probably not. But that's why we're doing the test and to see, you know, if people would enjoy them and think they're the greatest things in sliced bread, you know, they may move forward and they may not. So we were busy gathering input. And like I said, from that standpoint, they are a test, and this is not permanent. This will be up till about the middle of August.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted to get through
mid-August
after July 4th. So I think these were starting to be installed July, you know, 11th and 12th. Grill Fest will be happening on August 18th, I believe. So we'll have another test when we have an event downtown and gather some feedback there too.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it again as it rolls through.
We encourage folks to come over, try them. Some will like them and some won't.
And where do you go to provide the feedback?
There's some feedback. I think there's some links on our cityofmandan.com webpage. And
all right,
like I said, you can drop any of us an email and provide your feedback.
All right.
We've been receiving some through our Facebook posts and things like that. And we are monitoring
all right
that also.
You'll bring us a summary next time. See where we're at.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk about the meeting a little bit. There were a couple of street projects that were awarded last night. Some ones that we'd already talked about. One is the phase one of Mandan Hill.
Phase one of Mandan Hill. The developer has installed water and sewer, the underground work, and now it's time for the streets. So the bids went out for that project, and I believe, if I remember correctly, between 15 and 20% below the engineer's estimate on the work to be done. So we are encouraged by that. And that work, as soon as we get contracts signed, that will start this fall and later this summer. And like I said, the two projects we have, these will create additional development areas for people to build houses and
residential lots, mostly
residential lots and
single family in this
some single
area?
Family, a little bit of multifamily in the Mandan Hill addition. And like I said, folks will look at that and they'll see a little bit of an extension of Division Street. Phase one of this project does not take Division Street all the way through to Mandan Avenue. This would be consistent with how development on Division has occurred in the past. Well, they will put in a couple of developments, extend Division, fill that up, and then move forward with the next section.
It'll work its way toward the east eventually.
Correct.
And connect with, is it 11th?
Collect with Mandan Avenue.
Mandan Avenue, sorry.
Right. So I would say within the next few years, you will see a connection east, another east-west connection on Division Street.
That'll be a big connection.
Correct.
Really important for all those residential properties up there.
Right.
That's good to see. So the bids were awarded last night.
Bids were awarded last night for construction to begin.
It could start anytime?
As soon as we receive all of the contracts and all that from both the engineering firm and the contractor, we will get those signed and move forward.
And then the second project that bids were awarded to last night was the Cypress Grove area, and this is a totally different area.
Cypress Grove. If you're wondering where Mandan Hills is, you're looking where the old Party on the Prairie, the Johnny Holmes concert, or the 4th of July used to be. If folks are sometimes looking for a landmark, Cypress Grove is just to the south of Red Trail Elementary School.
Okay, way up there.
Way out in the northwest part of town. Mm-hmm. I believe the school district had purchased 30-plus acres many, 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 many years ago. And after they built Red Trail Elementary, they found that they had some excess property and put it up for sale. And this is phase one of Cypress Grove to be developed.
And this project could move pretty quickly as
This one, the same as Mandan Hill. Bid awards were approved last night.
Okay.
And in turn, we'll sign the contracts and move those projects forward. And you could see activity as soon, very near future.
All right.
On both of those.
We'll watch that progress. One another project came back to the commission last night that you and I had talked about before as well is the 19th Street Trail Project. This has to do with out by Fort Lincoln Elementary.
Right. We've been hearing many comments as the Keitel development has started to fill up or has filled up pretty close. Number of walkers going along 19th and bike riders and pushing your strollers and things like that.
And
kids walking to school. 19th was constructed as a rural section of road because at the time that property came in to the city, no one was sure how it would develop. Would it take off? Would it not take off? The property actually sat for 3 or 4 years with no activity up there. And when the city paved 19th and installed water and sewer, people started using 19th. Again, it's a kind of a narrow rural section of road. This past year, there was a school safety zone study that recommended a walking path between Fort Lincoln Elementary School on Long 19th down to Macedonia Avenue Southeast.
Pretty high on the list of needs.
High on the list of needs. In addition, a crossing from Fort Lincoln School over on Ridge Drive, which is to install what's called a hawk crossing signal. And that's kind of a high-tech, push the button.
Okay.
And this is a signal in which if you don't stop, you could get a ticket for not stopping. So it's that level of signal. We want to make sure that crossing Ridge Drive over to the school, folks do it in a safe manner and they're protected.
Sure.
So this is phase one.
Right. And it was under new business. So, Jim, what was the action taken last night then as new business?
When we were provided a letter of award from DOT on portion of the project. I think roughly $149,000 of this project will be grant money. Mm-hmm. And the balance would be split between the school district, the park district, and the city.
Okay.
So we're going to share the local portion of this one-third. And that's a similar manner that we shared the initial engineering concept fee for the grant application was a third by all parties. I think all parties recognize there's a need for a safe walking path
sure.
along this area of town now that it has filled up with houses. And so for this phase one of the project, there will be no special assessment district. Like I said, the cost will be shared by city's existing funds and school and parks.
Mm-hmm. There was some suggestion, too, that this would be just the beginning of this trail project. There could be more up there because the area is still growing.
Right. This is, again, we call it phase one of the project. Phase two would take the trail from Macedonia Avenue out to roughly around Highway 6.
Okay.
So you could pick up those developments both north and south of 19th Street, and that will be phase two. There was not an application put in for that part of the project right now mm-hmm. or this past year because, you know, grant monies are limited. And just because you may have a $1 million trail doesn't mean you're going to get 80% or $800,000 to
sure.
construct that. Those projects are competitive throughout the state and throughout this region. And therefore, we thought we'd have most success in this because we already had the need identified.
And then complete this phase
school.
And move on to the next
yep.
the
so
next point.
We will, you know, in agreement with the parks and school, move on to, all right, we should put an application in for phase two, which would be, you know, the trail moving from Macedonia Avenue mm-hmm. to Highway 6.
Okay.
So that would be the next action
all right.
to move forward.
And we'll talk about that again
yep.
at some point. So that was really a wraps up the meat of the meeting. There really wasn't a whole lot going on last night, which was unusual for Mandan.
Unusual, but we've had several meetings in the past few weeks, and we had moved our July 3rd meeting up to July 10th, or moved it from July 3rd to July 10th to account for the 4th of July.
Oh, that's right.
Holiday
yes.
in there, so we got a little mixed up on meeting dates. Our next meeting will be, I believe, August 4th. Gives us about 3 weeks in between.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the issues last night were pretty big as far as developments go in
yeah.
Mandan Hill and
getting
Cypress.
Getting these big projects moving forward.
Right.
Also, a couple of things have happened before the meeting, and it did get, we get your news releases,
right.
and one of them had to do with more communications coming out of the city, that the city has actually officially launched a Twitter and Instagram accounts. So if mm-hmm. people want to use social media to find out what's going on, policies, programs, street closings, meetings,
yep.
what have you, you can subscribe to some of these. So we do have City of Mandan on Twitter. So if you go there, I've got the screenshot of the main page up here, and people can find out what's going on.
Yep,
it's a good, fast way to do that.
Yeah, you know, we moved into the Facebook page several years ago.
Yeah.
New forms of communication, you know, Twitter and Instagram. You know, from a city standpoint, these are not just you put them out there and they're dead links. What we want to make sure that we have the time and the personnel that are available to monitor and update and
yeah.
make sure that they are, they're usable, they're friendly, and they
mm-hmm.
have information out there that's valuable to the public.
Absolutely.
Because if we, you know, our fear is that if we put something out there and then we just forget about it, those links will, they're really meaningless to us.
Right.
But there are other modes of communication.
They have
we
to
want
be
to make
maintained.
Sure that we are maintaining them and we have the proper folks
Absolutely.
That are doing that. And so
you have an Instagram account
right.
as well. So, and that's under City of Mandan. So they're both easy to find. So Twitter and Instagram
yep.
are
and
now
you can see
officially
our,
launched.
Yep, our Instagram has, you know, when flying drones, I'll put in a plug for Jim Lawler, our airport manager. If you are flying a drone within 5 miles of the airport, you need to call the airport because there are, we need to know that. We have the Collins Avenue when it was first closed. We put out on Instagram when we opened it up and also some pictures of the roundabouts and things like that.
There are many regulations regarding drones
yep.
and using drones in the community. So if you are not sure, please get online and start Googling that because they're not for everybody and they should not be flown in many situations
right.
in the
so
area.
So we just need to be safe and make sure everybody's
Absolutely.
Careful and how they work those. And
so.
Like I said, that's comes. So I didn't know that until our airport manager brought it up and he said, your son
Not
is
a
flying
idea.
A drone out at your house. I said, well, you're within 5 miles of the airport. Yep. Did he call us? Nope.
There
he
you go.
So, like I said, sometimes we learn these lessons after the fact, but we like to put that out for airport safety and just say, you know what? Hey, if you're within 5 miles of the airport, give the airport a call. Tell me you're flying a drone.
Yep. And I see you had the Collins Avenue closing and the street buckling on here as well on Instagram with lots of photos. Also information about what we've talked about here as well with the curb extensions and roundabouts and all of that on there. So if you are a user of Instagram and Twitter and you want to follow the City of Mandan, it's City of Mandan on both of those accounts. Go there and get more information.
Yep. Got links, like you said, on our webpage. And please sign up and follow us and we'll be providing up-to-date information as we go along.
And another area that you guys work in, and you have this large Made in Mandan or Mandan Tomorrow committee that works on these promotional videos for the city.
Originally a Mandan Tomorrow committee set up with the assistance of city leaders and also the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce way back, I think, in 2009. Yeah. And some of those committees are still active. The Leadership Pride and Image Committee is still active. And so you provide some funding for projects that we put out under the Made in Mandan logo, and I think we have a new one out as far as the school district.
Yes, it's really, really nicely done. I all of the videos that have been produced, and they're all branded with the Made in Mandan logo, and they they might deal with downtown businesses. They might deal with this one in particular with education. One has to do with, I believe, doing business in Mandan in general. Just so well done. Really a nice feel to them.
Yeah, we're really pleased with the work that's been done so far in our videos, whether, like you said, it's the strip area, downtown Mandan, northwest area of Mandan, whether it's the opportunities made in Mandan.
Right.
The, you know, they're just
a lot of familiar faces. It's just, they're really nicely done. And we get them here at Dakota Media Access and put them out on our channels, too. Mm-hmm. They're just great fillers and just a way to kind of mirror what's going on in the community, and they're so professionally done. I think I'm assuming that the purpose is a lot about recruiting and making people feel comfortable and considering Mandan for a new location, whether it be to live or work or both.
Part of when we do our internal and external surveys is, what do you know about Mandan? Mm-hmm. What do you think of the school system? What do you think about the city? What do you think about Parks and Rec and things like that? So it was the school district's turn, I think, in essence, to, all right, let's do one on K-12 education
so nice.
In town.
Yeah.
And if people want to learn about the school system, here's an area where you've got, again, you've got the hometown kids, you've got
teachers.
One of the high school kids is doing a lot of the narration and it's featured in the video and all those things you can do in the public school system in Mandan. So we're
kind of covers all the different areas of curriculum here too.
We're pleased. And like I said, they've been very well received in the community and helped set that, you know, tone as to, you know, things you can do if you're from out of state or out of town looking at Mandan as a community to move and work in. These are available on YouTube, and if you just do a search, you'll run into all of them. And like I said, we think they're very well made and have been, you know, well received by everyone, not just the folks in town. It's the folks out of town.
Absolutely.
Interesting sometimes that a lot of the times the comments we'll get from our folks who live in Mandan, oh, I didn't know you did that. Oh, I didn't know this was available. I didn't know that was available. So they're both internally and externally really good for our community.
Well, and I think everyone likes to see people they're familiar with on the screen. And I mean, that's really kind of what we do here is
no paid actors.
Community media is that you see people in your community and can learn more through that. So, all right. Well, that's the end of our notes for today. It was a short meeting and it was probably a short program for us today, but we do have a couple of big event coming up in Mandan next month.
Once we get past the 4th of July, or in the park, rodeo, all that good stuff, and we move into Grill Fest. And I think that is set up for August 18th, I believe.
Yes.
And we looked at it earlier today. So if you have any interest, you can find links on the Mandan Progress Organization's website or go to the City of Mandan, other events and things
Always
to do.
Always a big event.
So we look forward to that. And
the grills are going downtown. People are circulating around and tasting everything. It's a great event.
Define the success of an event. Did people leave with a full tummy? And was it good to eat? And did you have a good time visiting with your friends and neighbors? And that usually is a sign that, you know, things have gone really well.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Thanks for being here, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having us. All right. Appreciate it.
And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.